What's up, everybody? Guess what? We're back with another episode of The Vocal Agenda. I want to thank everybody who's been supporting us through this movement, and I want to thank everybody who's been playing us and giving feedback. But I want y'all to go ahead and follow the podcast page at Agenda Vocal, and I want to thank y'all for tuning in. All right, so this is another episode of The Vocal Agenda, where you have myself, D-Lo, and you can follow me on Twitter at AskMeSucker, and you can also follow the podcast page at Agenda Vocal, and y'all can give y'all at name.
You can follow me, Erica, at Siditi underscore ego. Siditi is S-I-D-I-T-Y.
Yeah, y'all can follow me at Rich Say So on Twitter.
All right, and our first topic will be about the Amber Geiger case. How did y'all feel about it? What's y'all views on it? What's up?
I felt like when she got convicted of it, and, you know, it was like, all right, we know you guilty, bitch. Get out. It didn't make sense. For you to be like, oh, I thought this was my house. Nah, you knew what was happening. I feel like she knew her surroundings and she knew what was happening. And then when the verdict came out that she was guilty, okay, cool. But the amount of years that she got sentenced is what kind of like is a big fucking slap in the face to everybody. You mean to tell me that you just killed an innocent man and you only served what? She did five, what is it, 5 years? What is it?
Ten years.
That's it?
Wow.
That's it. Then, you know, I didn't like the fact that the judge herself came down and hugged her and everything. Now the family, I mean, the family, it is what it is. You get what I'm saying? Like, with the family, y'all want to forgive her, y'all can forgive her, y'all can, you know, that's on y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's on y'all and y'all religion and how y'all live, that's on y'all. So it's just for that judge, in a way, I kind of felt like that wasn't the right place or time for her to have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, she was going to have done that. Or you could have done it after, you know what I'm saying? After you got out your robe and everything, then for you to hand her a Bible. What the fuck is you doing, Sarah? I just don't like the whole ordeal. And then when it came out that, I know even Nikki had said something about it, you know what I'm saying? With the fact that the guy that actually testified, which was the neighbor that testified against, you know, the cops. Right. He ended up motherfucking getting shot twice. One in the motherfucking, what is the mouth, and then one in the head. Mm. And then they're trying to say it was a drug thing. Oh, so they just left the drugs there. How did y'all know that it was drug related? How did you know? Did they leave the drugs there?
That's always the cover up story. When they can't, you know, find out what actually happened, then it's always drugs. That's always the issue they use.
Mm-hmm. But they found these two black men stashed. They found that's the best I've ever seen, you know, somebody from so-called a gang member, however, getting shot, and they find it there, the person who killed them fast. Like, I've never seen that. Right. So I feel like it's a cover-up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I do agree with what Nikki had said, you know, on her Twitter page, like, y'all just sat there, I hope that y'all hug this man, you know what I'm saying, hug his kids. Now his kids are gone, he testified, he should have never said shit. He should have just let y'all suffer if this is what the fuck was going to happen.
Exactly.
And this is why people don't say anything. People don't testify because they fear their lives. But you have this man that sat up there and testified, and he ended up getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
So, that whole ordeal, I just feel like, as a whole, that the officer was wrong. She was even on her phone. Like, she has a history of, you know, of doing crazy ass shit, you know what I'm saying, with fantasy sports and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's like, with her record that she has in the police force, why is it that y'all only gave her 10 years? And then at that, she killed an innocent person.
Right.
But what he had in his hand, what was it, ice cream or some shit? She thought the ice cream was a gun. Oh, okay. I came to my own home and ate a fucking ice cream sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't like the whole thing in general. I just personally feel like she should have gotten life.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, it's just a big slap in the face. You know, we do feel like we can get some justice, us as, you know, black people. We can't, you know, but we would never be able to get justice, you know. And that, then I seen something on Twitter where someone was like, oh, I guess the family is Christian or something like that. So they're like, so just because, you know, this family consider themselves being Christian, that they've decided to forgive, does that make everybody else, you know, who so-called are Christians, you know, are they bad Christians for feeling the way that they've been feeling? No. It's just shit. Some people are going to be certain type of Christians. Some people aren't going to be certain type of Christians. Like, you can't really put the religion in shit like that. If he wanted to forgive them, they wanted to forgive him.
I'm sorry. I don't care, Christian or not. I'm not hugging nobody, especially after that. I don't know why. I felt like, I'm going to be honest, and I'm just going to say this. I felt like had it been a black female officer, they probably wouldn't even hug her.
No.
You got a lot of these people with that Uncle Tom mentality. You know, a white woman who shot and killed this man.
Yeah.
And then you're the family, you're going to hug her. You can forgive her and don't have to touch her.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you felt that you want to forgive her because you, for whatever reason it is, you don't want to, you know, hold that kind of animosity within you, I get that. But you have to go hug her.
But you don't, I mean, my thing is with that, like, that's on them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they felt and wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not knocking that at all. If that's the way for you to heal, okay. If you feel like, okay, that it might have been a mistake that she did, but maybe that's what it is. Maybe they do feel like it was a mistake. You get what I'm saying? Even though their, you know, brother or son isn't here, maybe they do feel a certain way and felt like that's a way for them to heal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be. Everybody's different. You know,
I did see a video of someone, I guess within the family, that was upset. And it was a woman. It was two women. And they were upset. You know, they were mad. They like 10 years? That's it? She's getting 10
years.
Yeah,
I don't get that either.
And that
it's
was
just
my
crazy.
Whole issue. That was my whole
yeah,
issue.
10 years. Not even 25. We're talking about 10 years.
But see, the thing is, originally, they gave her 28. But the grand jury decided to, you know, I guess make a second decision or whatever, and they gave her the time span to choose between the 5 and the 99 years. And I'm just like, first of all, if this was a black person, they wouldn't even have that option. It wouldn't be no 5 to 99 years. They would go ahead and say how many years that they wanted. Then you gave her this time span, and y'all only gave her 10. And then she was charged with manslaughter, but y'all indicted her for murder. Why was that even a decision to make? She clearly killed this man, and he was doing nothing but sitting in his house. There's no way that you can convince me that you didn't notice that that was not your house. And then the first reaction that you did was draw the gun.
Why was they even there in the fucking first place?
Huh?
Why were they there in the first place? Why were they so-called supposed to be in her house?
Who?
The officer. What she said, oh, she thought it was her house. Why the fuck was they even in that building? What was happening?
But that the officer stays in that building. But she got off on the wrong floor. And they try to make it... They tried to.
What was happening?
Huh?
What was the reason of them being called? I'm saying.
No, they said that she was getting off of work and she was going home. The building that she stays in is the same building that she killed the guy in. She stayed on the third floor, he stayed on the second floor. She walked to the door thinking it was her door, and I'm guessing she saw that it was kind of like cracked open, but not to the point where she could see somebody in there, and she automatically thought it was her house. And when she saw the guy sitting on the couch, she just drew her weapon and shot him. But my thing is, if you go through this door and notice that somebody is on the couch, why your first reaction is to draw the gun and shoot? why don't you ask questions or actually look around like normal people?
And yeah, like even, okay, even if she draws the gun on him, she didn't have to shoot him. She could have questioned.
Yeah,
that's what
she could have questioned,
yeah,
just to get, you know, clarification of what's going on. He was sitting on your couch, laying on your couch.
No, his couch.
Laying on your couch. Oh, well, I'm saying if it was supposedly her, you know, her room, it would have been her couch that she thought he was laying on. So my thing is that you walked in there, you see him laying down. Even if you draw a gun, because he is a man, you're a woman, you're an officer, you can do that. But you could at least question him first before shooting.
And then that's what I don't understand. I don't understand that. Instead of you drawing your gun and asking questions, you just drew your gun and just shot his ass. Like, what the fuck is that?
And that came.
Y'all weren't trying to do that, or were y'all trying to do that?
And that came from the careless way about her is the fact that they said that she was on her phone texting or whatever the case was and didn't realize what floor she got off on. That means nothing. The whole point of the matter is you shot this man and he was in his apartment. A witness decided to get on the stand and speak about it. First of all, from my understanding, they subpoenaed him to get on that stand.
Yep, and I heard that too.
So really, he didn't even have to be up there. But he did it because that was in his heart. And then the judge, because I saw that video too, where she made a comment saying, I'm surprised he even came. So, for some reason, I felt like the judge was crooked. The lady, they should have gave her more years than 10, because that was a big slap in the face. And
definitely.
The fact that this man died 4 days after she's been indicted, that's a problem. Because
and the way he was executed,
huh?
The way he was killed.
Exactly.
In his mouth and in his head. That was the police. Y'all up on that and fucking killed his ass, and now y'all trying to blame it on motherfucking black drugs.
But this is the thing that also baffled me too. How in the world this man got shot? First of all, scratch that. The officer shot this man, and he was a witness and could get on that stand and say what happened. This man, the witness, got shot, and the only thing y'all can tell me is that y'all saw a 4-door silver sedan speed out the parking lot. Y'all didn't see nobody run down the stairs or anything. Y'all just saw the car speeding out the parking lot. How come you didn't have enough time to realize whether this person was black or white before they left out this parking lot? They knew exactly. They had some type of connection. It's no way that this man testified against it and all of a sudden after she got indicted, he got killed.
Yeah, I really do believe it was some police officers, probably friends of hers. They was mad and they shot and killed him. And then they, you know, framed somebody else. They could have found a crackhead and then dress him up and blame it on him.
Right.
Watch too many criminal motherfucking shows. Y'all set this fucking shit up. Y'all, they go hard for their own. That's the thing. They go hard for their own. Fuck whoever else is on the street, but if some shit is going down with their own, they're going to do whatever they can to save that person. And them saving her was them giving her 10 years, and you know what? We going to kill the snitch. We going to kill the person who's supposed to be coming and testifying. And that's that. And then they said there's another witness that was there too. They stand for him. He's there for his motherfucking life. I sure am there for mine. After what just happened to this motherfucker, hell yeah. I ain't coming back no more. I ain't coming back. I'm fucking moving. I ain't telling y'all I ain't changing my address for nothing. Y'all ain't finna have shit in the system on me.
Man. It is just, it's so crazy.
That's crazy. I'm just irritated by all that. Like, this is why I don't like police.
You really,
you really can't trust them
because they really do. The police go out there and do a bunch of crooked things, worse than what criminals do, and then they turn around and blame it on somebody else.
Exactly.
It's not the first time or the first case you have heard where the police went and they killed somebody for testifying and then turn around and blame it on somebody else.
Exactly.
Because who's going to care if a crackhead in the street that has no family you know, the blame falls on him. He's going to serve time in jail, but nobody cares because nobody, clearly he's in the street, so no one has him in his home. They're not taking care of him. No one cares about him. So they do this all the time. They look for somebody, set it up on them.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Like, with this whole case, it makes you wonder, okay, y'all indicted this lady, only gave her 10 years. And the fact that they gave her this 10 years, I swore I wrote it down, read it somewhere. And if I could have found it, I would have told y'all exactly what it said. But basically, they gave her the 10 years because, from my understanding when I read it, it was like the mother got up there and spoke on the cop's behalf. And she was saying how when her daughter shot this man, she called her that night crying hysterically. She couldn't understand her, all this other bull crap. And was saying how the lady kept saying she wished it was her and not him. And thing is, how could you wish it was you and not him, but you didn't even think about that when you grabbed his gun? Second,
right,
you did all of this crying. Your mom got up here on this stand saying all of this bull crap, trying to gain sympathy, and then y'all turned right around and actually fell for it. And because the cop showed some type of emotion and was so hurt and crying because she killed this man, y'all gave her the 10 years.
She wasn't crying when she killed him. She crying because of time.
Exactly.
She looking at the time that she gonna be in jail. That's what she was crying for.
Yeah, but they didn't look at it that way. They said it was because she showed that emotion or she gave sympathy to the fact that she didn't mean to kill this man, so they gave her 10 years. I read that somewhere.
Yeah, nah, if I was going to be serving 20 originally, if I was going to be serving...
So now we're going off emotions, now we're going off somebody showing somebody sympathy? Now that's what we're doing in the fucking courtroom? Well, you look like you're sorry, so I'm going to sentence you this. Fuck that! That man is innocent, he died because you fucking didn't know where you were going. You were the trustee, and you killed an innocent bystander for no fucking reason in his apartment, which he pays rent in.
I'm just saying it. Like, if I was originally going to serve 28 years, I'd be crying too.
Yeah.
Going to jail, period. My career ain't the same no more. I got a body on me now. Like, I actually killed somebody. I watched it like Law and Order because I'm definitely going to be the DBA ass looking.
Man.
That shit crazy. I feel sorry for the family, you know, for his family. Regardless of, you know, the way that they did act, you know, with hugging her, however, that, you know, it is what it is with them, you know, but I do feel sorry for the family and then they did how they lost a loved one that way.
Yeah.
So no one wants to lose a loved one, you know, especially when it comes down to police brutality. So that's just kind of crazy to me. But, you know, it's all love, and just, you know, they'll get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that now, even though this is still a big slap in the face, and not to mention, she's also eligible for within 5 years parole.
That's okay. They gonna get her off. They get her ass in jail.
So no, but see, like, you know, they ain't gonna be in her population. They gonna try to keep her protected. They're going to try to keep her protected through all of this. But even with this situation, they need to go back to all of those cops that did they dirt in the past and put these niggas on the stand. These families deserve their justice. I don't care how small it is. Niggas need their justice because these officers was out here getting crazy just because they little badge was on their shirt and it was dull, not shining. And they out here doing all of this killing and getting away with it. Some of them getting leave with pay. Like, that stuff like that will piss you off.
Right, you get rewarded for killing somebody.
Huh?
You basically getting rewarded for killing someone.
Yeah, And then you wearing these body cams, and for what?
And then they always say that their camera wasn't on. It's just, it's always that same excuse.
Yeah,
it wasn't on. Really?
The something happens.
Definitely. Then what's the point of having it if you're never going to put it on?
Exactly. They'll wear these body cams or have them turned on the car, and the minute they decide to go shoot, it turned off magically. You don't know how it happened.
I got a question. How fast did the other policeman get to the house? Because they got that fucking bag.
I'm not even sure.
Like, they were trying to revive his ass, and they couldn't. Like, y'all know y'all can't revive him, right? Like, he fucking killed the man. I mean, yeah, he's a goner. He's gone. Yeah. What the fuck y'all think? If she was coming home off work, how the fuck y'all get that ass back? And she got a body on her now. She got a body on her. When she told y'all she killed somebody, y'all said it was in my apartment.
And if she had all of these stuff that she used to do in the past, she ain't had no business being an officer anyway.
Exactly. But they don't be caring. They like officers like that. You know, and I've noticed that the academy actually do like officers that had shit like that under their belt, because it kind of shows, like, you know, just how they'll do whatever they got to do. You know what I'm saying? To basically make sure everything is good. Oh, I kept this off the street. You know, I make sure crime is just crime is that. So, like, they don't be curious about that shit. They like the fact that she wild, that she do what she do. But shit just went overboard for them. So because it went overboard, and I'm just surprised that the police, you know, the head didn't get involved with it more and been like, nah, look at her track record. Look at this shit. If y'all would have been suspending her and did this and the third, this shit would have never happened. The bitch gotta go. Get fired and she's gonna get jail time.
I definitely agree.
Yeah, you know what? This body cam situation, they need to start. It needs to be fixed. Like, they need to be fined when it's off or something, because things like that, when we can see what really happened, it can solve so much situations when it comes to police officers. And that's why I'm saying there has to be some form of punishment when they turn it off. Like, it needs to be on 24/7. As long as you are working as an officer, active duty needs to be on.
Yep.
And if it's off, you need to be fined, or, you know, lose a paycheck. Something got to happen.
Yeah. But see, they're not going to go to that extent because they want to keep up that slick and sneaky rep.
Mm-hmm.
And until, that's why it's always best, even if people can't use their camera at the moment or position it at an angle where it catches everything, they need to use these voice memos. They need to use something where they can have evidence of some sort of these situations happening. Because these cops nowadays, they act before they think. And then they look stupid after they done did something. And then here we are in a situation like this where they either get 10 years or no years at all. And you just sit here and be like, well, dang, when will it ever end? And it don't even have to be a situation with cops. It just be a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Second episode.
With our next topic. Cardi B and her full-blown IG rant about Hollywood Access using culture for clickbait.
Somebody can take this first. I'm gonna go ahead on. I'm gonna hurt him.
Well, Rich, how did you feel about him?
You already know how I felt about it. I don't know what to say about her. I kind of got to the point where it's just like, okay, you know, she keeps saying these stupid things. She does this stuff. She does, you know, people make excuse for it. It's everything that she does. It's always, oh, but Cardi's being real. Oh, but Cardi didn't mean to say it. Like, what she means, she didn't mean to say it. She said it. She even went on to another live and said that she's not going to apologize. She meant what she said. Like, people, it's just every time that she says something, you, okay, that rant. Now, they said that the people in the interview was making fun of her child or something. I wasn't really fully clear on exactly what actually happened. But they were saying, they were saying that, you know, they said something that was disrespectful to her being a mother to her child. And then when that happened, they said she went on live. She started going off, cursing everybody out. Then she wished that one of the interviewers' moms caught AIDS or something like that. For me, I'm looking at it.
What basically happened was she went on an interview. No. With her going on the interview, she sat in the interview, and what she said was that, you know, people be saying like, "Oh, Cardi, you know, won't you be around your kid," or something like that. And she like, "Well, the 5 hours that I could be in the studio, you know, I gotta spend with my kid." You know what I'm saying? It sucks, you know, like ass for, you know, you to come home and your kid don't wanna be around you. They wanna be around your mom, and they calling your mom. You know what I'm saying? She was like, "That sucks." So what they did was they used that as the headline.
Oh, okay.
Saying that Cardi talks a lot, you know, and has said that her daughter culture calls her mother mom. And that's what she was mad about.
Yeah.
Now, I get that. I have no problem with that. I get that. But it is something that you said. Now, I understand. Oh, hey, they should have never made that, you know, as the headline. And that's why they took the video down. They apologized to her, you know, and they did see that, oh, this headline was that. Now, that's the only reason why I can understand her, you know, being upset about it in a way. But the way that she went about it, you did too much. You could be moved about the headline, but don't act like these people chopped up what you said, because they definitely did not chop up what you said. They didn't say that. That did come out your mouth. You did say that. So I don't understand why she's upset at the fact that's what she said. Like, you can't be mad at something that you said. Now, I do get you being upset with that they used that as the headline for that. Cool. But you too will wish AIDS on someone's mother and say that you're going to spit on them. The fuck? You're getting your ass beat. I don't give a fuck if that was, you know, you just talking shit because you mad. You're getting your ass beat. Like, I don't like that. I can never
respect someone who thinks like that. And what's surprising is that there's a lot of people on Twitter saying, "Oh no, it's just Cardi being Cardi. Oh, she's from New York." You know, not all people from New York act like that. And not all people have that mentality to think like that either. They just always look for something. Like, when she does something, they always try to find something to excuse it, to like diminish the impact it has. And that right there is crazy, because for you to wish that on somebody, she's going to go into another live and said, "Okay, you know what? She said it. She's not going to apologize for it." Whether, you know, she would have. Yeah, she did.
She did. And yep, she was definitely on that bitch. It was talking about some, you know, as celebrities, you know, should celebrities, you know, apologize for the things they say. And at first I was kind of like, I mean, I don't know. But then it was like, fuck that. Nah, I was mad. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna go back and, you know, I was mad. So I'm going to say whatever I'm going to say. First off, bitch, you're stupid. You're never going to go any fucking place. Like, I don't know why they gave this bitch this job. I don't understand. I understand, you know, and I do see the difference between her and, you know, and Nicki's brand. Cardi's brand is to be this way. That's why she doesn't face backlash the way that she should face backlash, because that's her brand. That's how she's making her money, by her doing that. Exactly. Now, if Nicki was to do that, it's hella backlash. But because they have two different brands, that's why it's like Cardi can get away with a lot of shit that she's doing, which still, like, I still don't understand, because it's like, y'all know what the fuck she's saying is wrong. Y'all know what she's saying is wrong. But it's like, people do not care. They feel like this is Cardi and that's going to always be Cardi. But at the end of the day, where's the fucking growth? where's the growth? You've been superstar status, like I've been a star status for almost 2 to 3 years now. Where's the fucking growth? There is no growth. You be looking fucking crazy every time I fucking see you on the interview.
There's no change. She did this before when she was making fun of that woman's dead child and the comment that she made towards that dead child. She did that. Then you have an interview where she was making fun of this interviewer, which is a woman. She was black and she made fun of her and said she looked like a buffalo. So it's like, it's a couple of times she has said a lot of...
She don't like black women.
I really honestly believe that. She likes black men, but she does not like black women.
She feels like she's above. She's above them. She feels like she's above black people, but for her to sit there and call herself black, bitch, you ain't me. You don't look like me. You ain't... You Latina. Okay, yeah. Your mama
and
is
you was
not
black. Raised
your dad is
with,
not black.
Black ethics. She was not raised in that culture.
English. She doesn't speak English. Exactly. He don't even speak fucking English. How do we know this? She did an interview with that. Well, it wasn't necessarily an interview, but she was coming or going to some store or something. And, you know, the interviewer basically wanted to talk to her and her father. And she like, nah, you know, I don't get on no makeup. Mm-hmm. I'm out here, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to do this. And they tried to talk to her father. Her father, he wanted to fucking speak English.
Right.
Bitch, where you black at? Where you black at? Because your father and your mother is not black. So I think if she has a problem with black women, and she does have a black problem with black men, now she might fuck them, yeah, but I feel like she doesn't like black people in general, especially the dark skin ones. Oh, yeah, she definitely, she'll fuck black men, she'll fuck them, she likes them on thick dick, she'll fuck them, but she not... She does not like black men. She does not like black men, black women, especially the ones that are darker skin complexion. She does not. She's even done it on Love and Hip Hop. Old dude girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand. Bitch, I don't want no... you a stripper. I don't want your ass around my man and I'm in another motherfucking country. I don't like that. But you see, she wanted to fight her while she was sitting there for no reason. Mm-hmm. You ain't like me for what reason? You knew why, because you was a fucking stripper, and I didn't want my man around you. I don't know you. What's happening? I feel like she does not like black women. She even was fucking with the lady from the shade room. From the shade room. It was calling her shit, calling her types of names. Big back buffalo and all. Like, Cardi does not, she does not like black people. She does not, but she does not like my people. And I don't see how people
can
get down.
But you made a good point, though, about it being her brand.
I don't think Bobby likes
to say something about that, because, yes, that's her brand, and I get it. But let's go back some years. That was also Kaya's brand, but they called her problematic during that time.
And because she's black.
And not only that, during that time, the climate was different as well, but this is what they wanted her brand to be. And mm-hmm. then she got to that level where it was like, you know, because everybody knows that Kai is going to say how she feel, and she's going to mean what she say in a sense. And she's been doing that for years. People were still supporting her even through that. If it wasn't through music, it was from her roasting videos and different things like that. Okay, cool. Just a couple of weeks ago, she roasted Bobby Lights and said the whole thing about the AIDS, and everybody roasted her. Got her on Twitter trending.
Yeah.
But then
she trended out of hate.
Yeah. And Cardi said it. Well, no, scratch that. Let's talk about what they said. People, I saw tweets where people was like, y'all already knew how Kaya was over the years, and y'all still supporting the stuff that she do. Y'all been knew she was a disgusting person, all this other stuff. Same brand the industry
woman.
Wanted her
because
to have.
Mm-hmm.
But Cardi
she's a dark skinned black woman.
Yeah, but this is the same brand that the industry wanted Kaya to have during her time, her prime. Mm-hmm. Yet, Cardi do the same thing with the same brand. And it's, oh, she was doing it out of anger. No, if you realize that you did it out of anger and you said it out your mouth, that you was mad at the time
that
you said it, then you should have said, I apologize for saying what I said out of anger. That's just common sense. But then you turn around and say, well, no, I'm not apologizing because I was mad. That's a big contradiction. Yeah, you're in the same shoes as Kaya.
I don't like her.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
And I feel like she should have been held accountable for that, but...
She should. And I'm just going to say this. Give her time. Just give her time. Because this brand, she can't last on it for too long. You keep doing things, the same thing with R. Kelly. When everybody knew what R. Kelly was doing, they knew what he was doing. Mm-hmm. But they sat there and pretend like they didn't know until years later, and all of a sudden now they want to hold him accountable.
I'm saying with her. Why she ain't losing no fucking brands doing the fucking shit that she's been doing. I don't understand.
But I feel like it's going to happen because at some point she's going to keep doing it. She's going to hit, she's going to step on someone's toes with a certain comment, and you're going to see how everything's going to flip over.
It's
bound to happen because when you become that reckless, just like 6ix9ine, he was too reckless. He did so much things up until the point where they was just tired of him, and then they got rid of him.
Barely.
I mean, you know what I meant? Like this persona that he was carrying around, like he could go anywhere, he can't be touched. This and that. People were sick of him. And what I always said, like 6ix9ine and Cardi are very similar.
They are. And both are making money. This is the thing, because when Cardi was like overseas and she was performing in front of, like, you know, in them other countries, she was somewhere. And 6ix9ine was actually in that same place doing the fucking same shit too, performing in front of these other people. And these were more people that they were performing in front of, because she was performing Bodak Yellow. I remember that. And I'm sitting here like, okay, y'all on the same motherfucking level. If you ask me, Cardi and 6ix9ine was on the same level at that time.
Yeah.
He's able to go overseas and he in Dubai and all this shit. That nigga was making motherfucking bank. Little did people know. Yeah. He making bank. He right up there with that bitch right there who's got her whole town, her whole label is being, you know, she's being pushed. Versus 6ix9ine, he really was doing this shit himself.
Right.
So, like, to me, they're exactly was the same. And she got something to say about him snitching. Bitch, you snitching yourself every motherfucking day. Nobody wants to use what you say against yourself. She snitching herself every day. Well, mama, she you know, she in the game. Who fuck weren't you in this game? Oh, it was a female that brought me in. Now it's a male that brought me in. Bitch, how did you get in? What's your name? How you get jumped into the, did you get jumped into the game or did you get fucked into the game? Which one? Which one are we doing? But you changed your service too many times. Then you went from saying that you write your raps, so you don't care about writing your raps, so you don't care about this shit, you just had to make money. So now you sitting with Anna Wildflower talking about some, oh, for my, you know, thanks for my passion for fashion and my passion for music. Bitch, shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
They don't want to admit that she is being told, instructed, and led into what she's supposed to do. She does not have that kind of creative control like the people try to make her seem like she has. She doesn't have that kind of creative control.
At all.
That's why when you look at her and you look at Nicki, you see like two different people. Everything that Nicki did, even down to her doing her clothing line, you saw she was there. She picked what she wanted. She made sure whatever it was what represented her. But then when you had Cardi in the same situation, it was just whatever Fashion Nova thought was popular and would sell. I don't even think she really had too much control over what was picked. I felt like they created everything and put her name on it.
They did. That's gonna be what happened. She probably liked a few pieces. They had a few pieces. She's like, okay. And that's that. And that's all that it fucking was. That's all that it was. I feel like Nicki did have more of an input in what she wanted. I feel like they designed it how she wanted it to be designed. You got the bamboo earrings that she fucking rocked all the time. I feel like a lot of them outfits, like, I feel like her husband had something to do with the man shit too. Because I could see a lot of them niggas rocking that motherfucking silver-ass jacket. She could be talking about fucking jackets, but I can see these niggas here wearing. Mm-hmm. Actually, the whole motherfucking line. I could see men wearing that line.
Yeah.
Like I said, when you look at what she was doing and you see like everything that was picked out, she said that she had a lot of creative control in it, and you could just tell from what she picked. You could tell what it was. You could tell exactly, you know, from the way it looked. You know, Nicki has something to do with that. Yeah. But with Cardi and her clothing line, like, I don't really think that's what people. She put her name on it, and people think she has some. so much control over exactly what is being done and what's being made.
Especially with her music. She made it seem, she said herself, that the reason, even with like press, the reason why press got released when it got released is because she wanted it to be released. She said the record label didn't want it to be released, but she did. And she was like, the reason why she ain't getting no more music right now and no music is coming out is because of her. She said she don't want to put no more music out. And she felt like that, she said that the record label ain't got shit to do with, you know, how she do shit. She runs this shit. And I'm just sitting here like, no, you don't. No, you fucking don't.
No, she does not. She don't. You could even look at her last. Okay. She's saying she didn't want to put out music, but she has. Look at the last four songs and features she did. Look at where they are now.
On the board, two songs that just happened are on the board, and they fucking low. They're low.
Exactly. When she dropped, when she used to drop features, like anything she was dropped on at the time before this whole payola investigation that was taking place, it rose up. It did not matter if the feature was trash, it rose up. The songs that she's dropping now, I'm gonna be really honest, the songs that she's dropping now actually have, you know, radio potential naturally, but it's just not going anywhere because she never built that fan base organically. It was forced, and then now when it's being relied onto the actual fan base to keep it up, that they can't do it.
Have a fucking song with Fat Joe and you and what's his name? What's that other man's name? Or whatever the fuck.
French
his
Montana.
Name. No, not French Montana. It's the other song with Fat Joe, not the one with Post Malone.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a song with her, mm-hmm. Fat Joe, and that other Spanish. It's a Spanish speaking person too. I forgot his name, but y'all on the song together. Yeah, what y'all thought y'all was, the Latinas trying to, like, the new black culture? Fuck y'all. Like, I don't like Fat Joe ass anymore. I never really liked him, but Remy Ma had to dirty see her ass on that time. I said, ain't no problem for them to say that they black. It is a motherfucking problem. Y'all ain't black. I ain't never heard Fat Joe say.
Hold on. Let that be the next topic.
Mm-hmm. I'm finna say, but I'm sick of her ass. I'm sick of Remy, and I'm sick of fucking Cardi ass.
Let's not forget how Cardi was also mad at the fact that Rory and Mal felt like she couldn't be. They felt like she delivered songs good, being that she recites them from somebody else's work, co-writers, whatever the case is. At the end of the day, they felt as though she isn't as worthy enough to be on Netflix judging other rappers on their talents. And I feel as though she doesn't deserve that. But she got upset.
Here's my thing. Let me say this. She has an entertaining personality. So I do want to, at the end of the day, I know she cannot really judge talent because she does not possess all the qualities to actually judge someone else on their work. But I know why they picked her. I mean, she has that kind of personality that, you know, is entertaining. I could see her in acting rather than doing music. I could see her in acting. I could see her in commercials. But music is just not something I would have, you know, looked at her as an artist to be. But I felt like with what they did, they picked her one because she needs to make money somehow. Her music is not doing it like it was. And she can't go on the board anymore because at this moment she's dropping songs, they're just not hitting the board like they're supposed to.
And some of the reviews,
so she has to do something else to make
the show. The only thing she can give people is, oh, you know, you got to make sure you do this and you do that, and you got to make sure that you're able to pay the label their money back. Okay, is that what you're fucking doing? Is that what you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Did any of y'all actually watch the first episode of Rhythm and Flow?
No, I haven't watched it yet, but I said I was going to watch it. But
yeah, I was going to just, like, watch a couple episodes and see how it, you know, see if it's entertaining or not.
I bet
it's going to be entertaining. Yeah, but with people not really noticing, like, everything that Cardi's done is just following the exact same footsteps of what Nicki did.
What?
Like, her and American Idol.
Yeah.
She was the cast on American Idol, and then now look what Cardi's doing.
That's what they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tried to make it more hip hop. You know, they say Nicki was too pop, so they tried to make more that Cardi can be on. That's all.
But see, well, my thing is with Cardi, like, I'm not going to say that she isn't deserving of, like, any show, but of all shows, y'all gave her this one. You have so much female rappers out here that is actually hip-hop, and they started with the origin of it and still have a legacy in it, but y'all chose Cardi. Like, y'all could have chose anybody, like MC Light, Missy Elliott, like people who actually had their hands on stuff in hip hop, like they was hands on with a lot of stuff. But y'all pick Cardi of all people.
They could have even. Joke. We haven't seen Foxy Brown in nothing. Joke. That would have been a perfect opportunity.
Exactly. It's all about money. Exactly. It's all about money.
Foxy Brown. It would be a perfect opportunity to bring her back.
Exactly, and that's
why they ain't gonna bring Foxy back.
Because and if you look at it, Nikki is in the same position. Because I told I was talking to somebody on Twitter, and I was like, basically, people didn't really care too much for Foxy because she showed them that she wasn't gonna be controlled. So they call that problematic. And look at Nikki.
And I have a problem with Jay-Z right now because my thing is Jay-Z. Yeah. Why ain't Jay-Z trying to, like, you know, do anything, you know, as far as Foxy? You know what I'm saying? Why haven't you tried to, you know, have an award or something, you know what I'm saying, for this woman? You know what I'm saying? This woman was up under you. Like, I don't know what their relationship was or is, but I just kind of feel like, damn, you see today all the only person that they give a fucking award to is Lil' Kim, look like SpongeBob face.
Right. I agree. I agree. It's just they made it seem like there's only one person that was actually doing anything.
That's the problem.
And nobody else was there. I'm saying, like, where, you know, y'all could have. And I also agree with the same what you're talking about with Jay-Z. I'm saying you are this ultimate powerful hip hop mogul in the game. You have influence. You can bring Foxy to the forefront since nobody else want to do it.
He needs to come up with another award show. If he does not have a fucking award show of his own and little shit like that, that'd be fucking dope. But Jay-Z, he got his money, his hands and money, you know, where other shit is, which I get it. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to expand, but it's like, okay, do something else for the fucking culture. Do something else that these people, you know, will actually fucking like.
We passed it.
That was part one of the Vocal Agenda, where you have myself, Erica, and Rich, and you can follow us on social media. But before I give you that, you can also follow the podcast page at Agenda Vocal. You can follow me at Ask Me Sucker, and Sucker is spelled S-U-C-K-A. You can follow Erica at Sadidi _ Ego, and Sadidi is spelled S-I-D-I-T-Y, and you can follow Rich at Rich Say So. Go ahead, give us a follow, and I want y'all to stay tuned for the next episode.